This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, before we get into the episode, a quick announcement. We have a show coming up in La La Land.
Hold on, let the listener catch their breath. They were expecting the theme, and now they're scared.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We have a show in Moonlight.
Yes.
This is
embarrassing.
So we're going to be in Moonlight.
What a fun joke from 2 years ago.
We're going to be in L.A. What's the day?
Mother's Day.
Sunday, May 12th.
Mm. And what's the time?
7:30 p.m.
And what's the place?
It's the L.A. Improv, don't you know?
And
who
will be there?
Improv. What's the Hollywood Improv, don't you know?
I don't perform in L.A. I perform in Hollywood.
And who will be there?
JBC's mom?
Yeah, my mom will be there.
Oh, that's true.
It is on Mother's Day, and my mom will be there.
Oh, my mom got jealous of that, by the way. She was like, I heard on the podcast that JBC's
mom. Your mom got jail time?
Jail time, yeah, because then she killed JBC's mom. She's so jealous.
So if you want to see one of our moms and one of our dead moms, then come to Hey Riddle Riddle Live. It's 7:30 p.m. Sunday, May 12th at the Hollywood Improv. And if you want tickets, just go to headgum.com/live.
I'll be there. I'll have a cute outfit on. I'll have a great attitude. Adam will also be there.
Adam, can you comment on your outfit and attitude?
Both are going to be pretty Glad. Sour.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
Uh-oh, it's that time of year again to get your checkup by Dr. Funny Comedy. It's Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adel Rafai.
I'm Dr. Funny Comedy himself, JPC.
And I'm Nurse Funny Comedy, Eric Kim.
Wait, what's like above a doctor?
God.
Ceiling.
Ceiling. I'm Ceiling Funny Comedy. Doctor Funny Comedy and Nurse Funny Comedy.
Nothing's above a doctor. Maybe the law. No, doctors are above the law. Mm-hmm. They kill.
Yeah, doctors kill. The answer to most riddles should be the doctor.
The doctor killed the mother.
And suffered no consequences.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
How are you two? Are you okay?
I'm good. I'm great.
Yeah, I'm okay now. They caught the guy, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Aaron, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm okay, I think. Yeah.
What were you in the hospital last for?
Oh,
that's a fun game. What was everyone in the hospital last for?
I was in the hospital a couple times this fall because I kept
for fun stuff or?
Yeah, for really fun stuff. No, I just I had some uterus problems, but now I'm in a ton of debt because of my visits to the hospital. It's fun.
So
it's in your 20s.
Patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. We're
no,
trying to
fine.
Get
I'll
Aaron
just die
a.
In a ton of debt.
We are a comedy show. Trust me, we are a comedy show.
So that's the last time I was in the hospital.
Yeah. If we hit 3,000 patrons, we will get Aaron a new uterus.
Please, honest, it's scary.
Last time I was in the hospital was to watch them pull my friend off life support.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I've got a fun one. The last time I was in the hospital was visiting a very sick friend.
So I think all three of us have a pretty special relationship with hospitals.
What a dark, fun way to start the episode.
Dr. Funny Comedy.
Paging Dr. Funny Comedy.
Can we get this road on the show?
Thank you, Aaron, for that 100% great joke that really brought us back an hour. Full in swing.
10 cc's of comedy.
Yeah, so if we're looking for comedy, don't worry about it. That's what we do here in Hey Riddle Riddle. We also answer riddles and puzzles, which people hate. But I'm going to be playing Old Man Puzzles on the show today. So I will be kind of walking you through some of my little nightmare scenarios. And we got a fun one cooked up.
Your nightmares? Specifically your nightmares?
Yeah, these are specifically
Because a lot of your nightmares are set in clown realm, right? It's a lot of like your penis going into the clown realm.
That's so specific that that's got to be true for you.
One of my dreams.
What do you think a clown realm is that only a penis can enter?
I don't like this.
No, I don't either. I don't either. Right. I just see like a gas station bathroom with a hole that's marked clown realm. Like Adel's like, ah!
Looks like a glory hole, but it says clown realm.
Oh, I want to die.
You pull it out and it just has a red nose on it?
Truly.
We're back on track, baby. Okay, we're comedy.
What a bad show. What a bad show. Okay.
Let's
so today's kind of warm up riddy and puzzy is going to be from a listener. A listener has submitted some warm up riddies.
Hmm.
I'm going to read a little bit of a note that they wrote, and then we're going to head into their warm up riddies.
Can't wait.
So this is from Daniel Rohrbach.
Can we call it the riddle realm?
Yes, you're entering Daniel's riddle realm. That's
Daniel. All of us or just?
Just your penises.
Daniel does not specify, so I'm going to say everybody comes in. I wish I would have used different words there.
Nope, too late.
I've listened to the show since week one in Hella from the Magic Tavern since about mid-2016. I wanted to say how much I love both podcasts and how I am constantly get stared at because I abruptly start laughing out of the blue while walking around town or in the gym. Brag.
That's really sweet. Also,
you should come to the West Coast to do a live show. We are stupid.
We're doing a show at the Hollywood Improv on Mother's Day.
Yeah, so take that roar back. Anyway, here's some riddles inspired from a video game that I used to play when I was younger called RuneScape. Any of you have ever played RuneScape?
I've heard of it.
Okay. You don't have to have played or heard the game to get these riddles. Each riddle has five lines that all pertain to one object or thing. Okay. There are some hints that I can give you, and there's an answer. There's five riddles, and there's the three.
There is an answer?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Daniel included the answer.
Let's Daniel Day do this.
Okay, cool. I don't know if you need to write some of this down, but let's just imagine that you don't.
Okay.
My first is in the well, but not at sea.
W.
My second in I, but not in me.
Why?
My third in flies, but insects not found.
Why?
My last is in earth, but not in the ground.
Welcome to earth.
My whole, when stolen, causes death to thee.
Is this a letter thing?
Is it a letter thing?
Well, I'd be safe to say that it's a letter thing, yeah.
Could you read them again?
So my first is in well.
My first is in well, but not at sea.
So, but not at sea.
Mm-hmm.
So why would it, if it's like W, if it's the first letter of well, which is W, why would it say and not at sea? Because one of them was like, my third is in flies, but no insects abound or something, which means it's spelled F, like right? But I guess both ways it's spelled.
I think you're getting hints to the first, second, third, and fourth letter here. So my first is in the well, but not at sea, hint. My second in I, but not in me.
Okay. All right. Start over then.
Okay.
I got to write this down. We were wrong.
Well, no, you don't have to write. Yeah. You just have to write down a letter for each one. Gotcha.
That will keep. All right.
My first is in the well, but not at sea. My second in I, but not in me. I feel like that's the easy one.
Mm-hmm.
My third in flies, but insects not found. My last is in the earth, but not in the ground.
Wind. Probably wind.
Flies. My third in flies.
My third is in flies.
There's no N. W-I-N. Flies.
Well, the way I spell flies.
Great.
Is it F-L-I-E-S or F-L-Y?
F-L-I-E-S. Hmm. Great question.
So my first is in well, but not at sea.
Mm-hmm. My whole, when stolen.
So it's saying that, so it's not the letter S, E, or A?
Yeah.
But the first is, okay, so it's either L or W.
Yeah.
I see.
Okay. And then the second word is?
My second word?
The second letter
is? My second in I, but not in me.
So why?
I. Just the letter I.
Oh.
So it's L, E maybe, or W, E?
No, my second in the letter I.
Oh, it's the letter I.
Oh, it's the letter I.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
My bad. Yes, the letter I, but not in me.
Gotcha.
My third in flies, but insects not found.
F. Life.
Life.
Yes.
It's fucking life.
My whole, when stolen, causes death to thee.
My favorite cereal slash board game.
No one's favorite board game.
Slash Eddie Murphy movie.
The Golden Child?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You ready? I own that on DVD.
Now that you get how to play these, I think that they'll go a little easier. Aaron?
Now that you get how to play these, you'll realize they're not going to be fun.
Thank you for the napkin with the pen.
Thank you for the napkin with the pen, Big
you
Daddy.
Asking a waitress for her phone number? What the fuck is this?
Okay. Is everybody ready?
Yep.
Yarp.
My first is in Wizard, but not in Mage.
Z.
My second in Jail, but not in a cage.
My dad.
Your dad's in a cage. My third is in Plant, but not in a Sage. My last is in Drawing, but not on a page. My hole comes swift.
My hole comes swift. Oh, come on.
My hole comes in swiftly.
Lucky you.
When the soaring seas rage.
I dropped out of this one.
Say that again.
My hole comes in swiftly when the soaring seas rage.
Is that the last letter or is that a hint?
That's the hint to the insert of the puzzle.
So hole, W-H-O-L-E.
Hole.
Like the
yeah.
whole word
is it wave?
Comes in swift.
It is not wave.
Wait, say so wizard?
Wizard, but not mage.
M-A-G-E.
M-A-G-E. Jail, but not cage. Plant, but not sage. Drawing, but not page.
All right, this might take me a second. I'm sorry.
Okay, don't apologize
is
to
it
me.
Wind?
It is wind.
Yeah, baby.
Forget it. I'll never forget it out.
I got the
out.
Answer, and all I did was just think of what I said for the last one.
Let's call the whole thing off. So these are all four-letter words that should help you a little bit, too.
Love it.
Okay, ready? My first is in fish, but not in the sea. My second in birds, but not in a tree. My third is in doors, but not in a hall. My last is everything, but nothing at all.
Wait, so fish, birds, doors.
Fart?
Fart.
But not in a hall.
Everything, but not in, at all. But nothing at all.
It's in fish, but not.
So does this, is this a three-letter word?
It's four. Fish, but not sea. Birds, but not tree. Doors, but not hall. B, everything, D, but nothing at all.
E. Fibide?
It's the middle one is not B. It's not FB. That's no word. You ready for the last one?
Maybe you never heard of fucking Facebook?
I cannot.
Zuck.
You got zucked. I cannot die as long as I have food.
Anything. Everything.
Yes. Nothing can die as long as food.
Is it fire?
It is fire.
Damn, girl.
Damn, Aaron.
You're on. A roll.
Fish.
Are you singing jock jams? For the longest fire.
Ooh, okay. Now we got a little return to this. We have this is riddle number four. My first is in mage, but not in wizard. My second.
Okay. Did they run out of words or what's going on?
Got some rhymes. Okay. My second in goblin, and also in lizard.
L.
My third in night, but not in day.
How's night spelled?
N-I-G-H-T. My last is in the fields, but not in the hay. My hole is the most powerful tool you will possess.
In the fields, but not in the hay. I don't think there's any crossover letters. So why the fuck would they do fields and hay when there's no redundancies?
It's a rhyme.
Ugh.
Night and day, fields and hay.
Is it M?
Mm-hmm.
Begins with an M?
Mm-hmm.
I?
Mm-hmm.
Mice.
Yes, my hole is the most powerful tool you'll possess.
Mice?
Come to me, my mice.
If you
mice.
Can get mice, remember, what is it?
Mike's
Peter
five
Piper,
letters.
What's that guy's? What's
yeah, his name's Pickle Pepper.
The guy who
the Pied Piper?
Pied
mine?
Piper.
You're so close.
Boy,
mine?
Mine,
M-I-N-E?
No.
M-I-N?
Mind.
Mind. A mime.
I'm going to throw something at you in 3, 2, 1.
She just threw up on you.
She
wow.
was true to her
clean
word.
Clean it up.
I love Aaron's catchphrase when she throws up on you.
Clean it up.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the last one.
That's also what Aaron says whenever she makes out with someone.
Ew.
Wait, hold
clean
on.
Clean it up. Ew.
They're like,
is it shaking out so gross? Because
you just got risotto all over their face?
Yeah. Clean it. I got risotto. Oh, got squash risotto all over them. Clean it up, asshole.
Have you ever tried to kiss someone in total silence? We make those sounds, but we don't need to.
Mm, that's true. We want others. It's the idea to make others notice us. Or
kissing
to be like,
is gross.
Look what I'm doing. I'm a man.
Kissing is one of the horniest things that you can do. All right.
I think Aaron's new catchphrase should be clean it up, asshole. I think anytime something good happens, I think we're going to replace bingo bango ha ta ta with clean it up, asshole.
Like someone scores a point.
Y'all,
clean it up, asshole.
Clean it up, asshole.
Daniel paid his money. He wants to get his thing read. I mean, we don't sell this airtime to people. So let's be respectful and let's finish his riddles.
Okay.
Oh, because we haven't given him enough with his 18 fucking riddles?
It says right here he has not had enough
He
yet.
Goes to the gym, so he deserves
my
this.
My first is in tar, but not in a swamp. My second in fire. But not in a comp.
Woof, careful.
C-A-M-P.
Oh, okay.
He just didn't. I think Daniel thinks swamp and camp rhyme. Let's move right along. My third is an eagle, but never in air. My last is in hate, but also in care.
Tiggy.
Tiger's four letters. My hole wears more rings the older I get.
Tree.
Yes, I shouldn't have given that last hit, but you got it, and you didn't even have to know the other ones. Okay.
Hooray!
Very last one. My first is in water, but also in tea. My second in fish, but not in the sea. My third is in mountains, but not underground. My last is in strike, but not like in pound.
Time.
My home may fleet as fun goes around.
Probably time.
It's time. Puppet time.
I didn't even have a chance to get it.
No. I didn't even try it most of these. I just guessed the fucking word.
You guessed that one before the hint to the ward. Thank you, Daniel. I know that it may seem like what we've done here is just criticize you and call you an asshole.
I like Daniel.
But we actually like you and we like the riddle that you submitted.
I think Daniel and I would be close.
Yeah, clean it up, asshole.
And you know what? It sounds like you had a fun childhood of playing that game. So here's to you, Daniel. A true person that got their riddle read on the show.
Clean it up, asshole.
Clean it up, asshole.
I will say we are very much running out of riddles. So if you can write your own or send us some that we may not have access to, please email those to us and we will definitely get them on the show if we haven't read them before.
What I like about people who make up their own riddles is there's no chance that they've appeared on the show before. A lot of people send us the same riddle over and over again. And it's like,
because they're locked in their parents' attic.
It's
and
one
they,
that we've done.
Yeah, chained to a wall.
Some people also are like, hey, I'm listening. I made it to episode 8 and I wanted to send you guys a riddle. And I'm like, oh God, keep listening. We've probably already done that one. Okay. I know that you guys are going to be excited about this. As Old Man Pussies today, I have brought back one of our favorite guests on the show.
Nope.
Please welcome.
Motherfuck.
Nathan Levy.
No!
Stays
no!
With
help!
Holes.
Help us!
Help
us!
No!
Please help!
Oh so my many. God, anything but
please!
So,
help us!
Oh my God! So,
he's
oh
got a riddle!
God.
He's got a riddle!
I can't. I want to go home.
Fuck. It's all happening.
So
it's
many
happening.
People have found this guy online, found his whole catalog of riddle books online, and have offered to send us all of his riddle books. But we are still on volume 2. I think they go up to 20.
Yeah, I searched for this fucking guy, and you know what? I found the fucking Momo challenge. That's who this guy is.
My life is hell. My life is hell.
Okay, let's start off with we're on, like I said, this is Nathan Levi's Stories with Holes, volume 2. Adel, a fan gave you these books, right? And we've shouted them out before.
I don't think they're a fan. Now that I've heard the riddles, I don't think they're a fan.
But what, something written in pen at the top of this book that I just noticed today is it just says...
Rosebud.
It's just Alice Lane.
Hmm.
Huh. Okay. This one is...
A little girl who threw that book in the trash.
It's a perfect anagram for Lord Voldemort. Okay. This one's called Cheryl's Piece of Cardboard.
Oh, even the titles are boring.
Got it.
Cheryl used the piece of cardboard. All right, hold on. This one is called Susie's Piece of Cardboard.
It doesn't make it better.
Susie used the piece of cardboard to get into a large rectangular box. Now in the box, Susie observes the results of an activated machine, which gives her great pleasure. When the machine is no longer operating, Susie throws her remaining cardboard away and leaves the box. Now, if you remember the way that these are played, is you can ask me yes or no questions to help you land on the truth.
Is Susie insane?
Can I read it again? Yes. Is Susie insane? No. Oh, you do want me to read it again?
Yeah, I do.
Susie used the piece of cardboard to get into the large rectangular box. Now in the box, Susie observes the results of an activated machine, which gives her great pleasure. When the machine is no longer operating, Susie throws her remaining cardboard away and leaves the box. Again, I will tell you.
Is it a photo booth?
It is not a photo booth. This book was published in the year 1990.
Oh, time machine.
Yes, it's a time machine.
a shitty time machine.
No, it's not a time machine. And again.
Is it a phone booth?
No, it's not a phone booth. And
she's
again,
a piece of cardboard.
The way to ask me yes or no questions is not just to guess.
Well, what if I get the answer?
Well, you tell us yes or no if we're right.
That's true.
Is this podcast where comedy comes to die?
Where comedy comes to die.
Hey, riddle, riddle.
That's actually pretty good.
Let's see.
We should do a podcast.
Where comedy comes to die.
Bing. Is it a vibrator?
Yes, it's a vibrator. This is a book for kids.
Okay.
And she plunges a vibrator deep within her body.
Ew.
Ooh, plunge is the wrong word to use.
Okay.
No, it's not a vibrator.
So she goes into a box.
Into a large rectangular box.
Oh, the box is her vagina.
A coffin.
The box is her vagina. No, it's not a coffin.
Plunge it into her.
A rectangular box.
Yeah.
Large. Isn't a coffin.
So think about a piece of cardboard. In 1990, were like driver's license cardboard? Like what's...
No.
Credit cards aren't cardboard.
No.
Like what piece of cardboard operates a machine or would give you access to a machine?
Yeah. That's a great place to think about. Yeah.
That's where we should start is what...
Gives you access to a machine.
When have I ever held cardboard and been like, ooh, access.
You're going to hate this.
Oh, no.
When I'm eating access cereal. Cereal.
No. JPC, this box of cereal says eating ass.
Okay.
Eating to ass.
Does the box have like electricity in it?
Aaron, do you not want to participate in our eating ass thing?
We were doing a cereal commercial for eating ass.
No,
we're going to do a little cereal commercial for eating ass. You didn't want to play?
Here we go. Let's see a quick commercial for eating ass. All three of us have to be 100% committed.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay.
Hey, son. Hey, daughter.
Oh, God.
You kids want some breakfast?
But, Dad, it's almost noon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you never let us eat any sugary cereals that we enjoy.
Yeah, I've kept you home from school and made you sit at the table for a few hours so that I can serve you this.
Ass? What's
ass?
That?
That's right. Ass is, it's self-described. It's a butt. It's a human butt.
But you can't eat that, Dad.
Ass you can.
And I'm here too.
You don't seem enthused.
I am. This is just my face and my voice.
Okay, you better commit or else we'll have to do this over.
Oh no.
And we're all getting paid for this commercial.
Eat ass.
All right.
Don't lose your acetite.
Lose your acetite.
So the box has electricity in
it. The box has electricity in it.
Is it a car?
No.
Ooh, JPC said we're going to be mad at this. So is it like a kid playing pretend in like a
used
kitchen box?
It's like not that Doritos commercial. Billy, you're so old.
A shower.
No. Bigger.
Double shower.
Double shower. No.
Wow, double shower.
It's not a double shower. That's a really good guess, Adel. That's cool. A really good guess because that's a real thing.
Oh, my God. It's a double shower. Cool.
I don't know. You know what I really want is one of those shower heads that feels like rain. But that's expensive.
Oh, you mean the sky?
Oh, goodness gracious.
I got to tell you this story.
What?
So my roommate wanted to buy that one. And he's like, it's great. I did all the research. It's from Australia. He bought it on Amazon. It's not from Australia. It's manufactured in China by an Australian company. And it's awful.
Oh, no.
Tim Lyons?
Yeah.
Okay. Tim Lyons, if you're listening, you got put on blast.
Oh, I've told him this. I'm like, this thing sucks. But it was only $20, so if you're looking to buy something that sucks for $20, easy to install.
I feel like that's not enough pressure, right? When rain falls, that's not like enough pressure to get clean.
I've stayed in some...
You better get clean.
I've stayed in some hotels that have those, and it is high pressure. It's okay. It's
pretty luxurious.
It's luxurious, yeah.
I don't understand. I can't differentiate mentally between a shower head and like hard rain. Like, what is the difference? If it's hard enough, if there's enough pressure behind it, that it's a full-on shower. What is the difference between a shower head already and this one that produces a rain-like effect?
It's the way that the water forms into droplets that is different from like a normal shower head.
But the way water forms into droplets is like a slower pace, less pressure, right?
I don't necessarily think so. It's not like it's drops of water falling on you, but you understand what rain is, right? Why am I fucking explaining this to a guy who's never taken a shower in his fucking life?
This room has a really good energy. Anyone else feel it?
I shower. I have spray Febreze on my neck. It's called an addle shower.
Can you
give us a hint?
Yes, it's bigger than a bath. Or a shower, I should say.
It's bigger than a shower. Yeah. So is the piece of cardboard, here's a yes or no question. Uh-huh. Is a piece of cardboard, is it unique to each person?
Yes.
So it's got to be some sort of ID or payment. Is it a type of payment?
Not a type of payment, no.
Is it a type of ID?
No.
Is it a type of...
You would pay for this type of cardboard.
So it's unique to each person. Oh, it's a baseball card.
No. Also, I just think that the word cardboard is throwing you off because I don't think it necessarily has to be cardboard. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
If you could get what the... That coupon. Piece of cardboard coupon? Was, or what the rectangular box was, you'd understand.
Speaking of cereal, the only cardboard that I've ever touched has been like cutting out the back of a cereal box for like the mm-hmm. UPC or something to trade in or something.
To put it on a letter and ransom somebody.
I don't know. I think I'm ready for the answer.
Okay, well, you don't get it.
Can you give us a hint?
Yeah, I've given you multiple hints.
Well, then tell us.
Give us a better hint.
And no one wanted to guess anything.
I guess so many things.
So, yeah, so it's yes or no questions that you can ask. To understand what this large rectangular box was or what this piece of cardboard
is. I think
is.
I know what the large rectangular box is.
What is it?
Nathan Levi's fucking casket when I bury this bitch.
Aaron already said it was a coffin. It's not.
Okay, so it is a... does the box... is it like for grown-ups or for kids?
Can be for both.
Does it provide entertainment?
Yes.
Does it provide entertainment in a public space?
Yes.
Does it provide entertainment at a mall?
Yes. Could be. Could be.
Is it an arcade machine?
It's not an arcade machine.
Is it a roller coaster?
To get into the large rectangular box.
Is it a bouncy house?
Susie goes into the large rectangular box. It's not a game. It's not a bouncy house.
It's like a mall.
Oh, it's a dressing room.
It's not a dress. It's bigger. If you could get the size of this thing, then you might have...
Can hundreds of people fit in this box?
Yes.
Can thousands? So it's a store. Is it a store?
No.
Is it a
movie theater?
Yes.
Oh, a ticket for a movie theater?
Yes.
Who buys what movie theater's printing on fucking cardboard? Except for in fucking
Susie uses the ticket to enter a movie theater. She threw her stub away when the movie ended.
No.
Even in 1990, it's hard to imagine that movie tickets were made out of cardboard.
I want
to
see a scene.
It can't be.
JBC, you're going to a Carasotti's theater.
Carasotti's. God. Do they still have Carasotti's? That's still a theater,
know.
Right?
Aaron, you're playing Karen Sotis, who's the granddaughter of the owner, and you are giving a ticket. And when you give JBC the ticket, it's printed on an unusual medium.
What are you here to see?
A one for Firefly.
Firefly?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. Sorry. I got to toast it on some bread.
We
have a toaster that is specialty for each movie, and you toast it, and then I hand you the bread, and then you hand the bread to the ticket taker. You get to see a movie.
I'm sorry. Okay. My ticket is bread?
Yep. And if you want to, you can eat it after.
Okay, but I give it to the ticket taker?
Mm-hmm.
Does he, like, rip half of the piece
he
of bread?
He takes half of it.
Okay, can I see your ticket, please?
Yeah, it's just this piece of toasted bread.
I know what a fucking ticket is. I asked you for it.
Oh. Okay, yeah. Just
can I see your ticket, please?
Yes. Here you are, sir.
Okay. Oh. Well, not so fast. I gotta finish taking your ticket.
You don't rip it? You're going to eat it?
Sorry?
Dry?
I'm taking your ticket, sir. Is there a problem?
You're eating toast dry.
I need you to go back to the box office.
What?
I need you to go back to the box
Why?
Office.
Why? Give me
because
my ticket.
Because they're going to write you up.
I'm going to get written up?
You're going to get written up.
Ma'am, I was sent back to the box office.
Were you complaining about a man eating dry toast in front of you?
I don't necessarily know that I was complaining about it. I definitely was pointing it out.
Yeah, you don't do that. That's really rude.
Okay.
It's super messed up. Let people enjoy their carbs how they want to enjoy
Can
their
I
carbs.
Can I just get another ticket, please?
To Firefly?
Yeah.
What even is that?
My
voice changed. I forgot.
I said
Karen,
Firefly.
Karen, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, hi.
Karen, when customers come to a Carasotis, they expect a certain, I don't know, a certain affectation,
yeah, like
vocal
an
cadence,
sort of
like
voice,
an old-timey
yeah.
Cigarette girl.
Yeah.
Almost like a Betty Boop.
Yeah, I got thrown off. I'll try again.
Yeah, just so you know, I meant Serenity, which is the Firefly movie, but the movie is called Serenity.
Are you a fan of the two show? It got canceled after one season.
Oh, no, but I love when people talk about
didn't even
it
get
how underrated it
didn't
is.
Didn't really get it. It was Joss Whedon, you know, some of his classic early work before he kind of started doing some stuff. Where Dollhouse was also great. Are you an Eliza Dushku fan?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Well, she was in Bring It On.
She was in Bring It On, for sure.
And early Joss Whedon is fine.
He knows how to write for women. you guys nailed that Nathan Levy story with holes, and you're so good at them. And this is a big confidence boost for both of you. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, speaking of confidence boost, I need to lay down for a little bit just to recover from how terrible this riddle is.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with a different book of riddles.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. you know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claritin, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
you.
Like
a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah, people can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's our razor blades.
Huh, dang, okay, yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem, and we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh,
Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis, just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades!
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're best friends.
Best friends.
And we're all best friends here.
She's got a cardboard to ride. My favorite Beatles song.
That's great. I do like the Beatles. They're a good band.
I mean, you know how tickets are synonymous with cardboard?
Cardboard, yeah.
Well, we got it. Ready for another one?
Yes. Okay, so this one's called The Picnic. The picnic was well attended and very crowded, but no one came to the event.
Ants.
Ants.
Stories with holes.
The ants go marching one by one, hurrah, hurrah. The ants go marching one by one, hurrah, hurrah. The ants go marching one by one. The little one stops to touch his bum, and they all go marching down to the ground to get out of the rain.
The best part about this is you got it immediately, but you were still wrong. Because the answer is well attended by crowds of ants and mosquitoes.
Oh.
Who swarmed around the food, which was prepared for people expected to attend. No one showed up.
I like that Nathan Levi, this wormy little dude sitting in his basement is like, too easy. Let me add in mosquitoes. Let me add in this fucking...
Actually, in his bio at the end, it does say he's a millionaire and he lives in a castle.
What? Nathan, if you're listening, please adopt me. I will solve your mysteries.
That's so funny.
I will solve your mysteries. You know, I have to see a scene. All right, yeah. Aaron, you are going to play Bathan Bevi.
Oh, hell yeah.
So your alternate universe, Nathan Levi, you live in a castle and you have spent your whole life writing riddles in search of a boy who can solve your riddles, and then you'll adopt them as your son via Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. They'll inherit your whole fortune. Adel, you are a la Shazam, a boy who has been summoned to the castle to try to prove yourself.
Who's at my door in the rain?
Hello, sir. My name's Nate.
Does my face scare you? Does my face scare you?
No, but the volume of your voice does.
Come in, creak.
Would you call me? My name's Nate.
I said step over this creak.
My name's Nate. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, my shoes got wet.
Come into my home, Peter.
Oh, I think my shoes are ruined.
Whatever.
They're Reebok. I used to have Fila's, but then they got discontinued.
Have you ever heard of a riddle castle before?
Oh, a rassle?
Fine. Yeah. I don't know if you're cut out for this. I heard you're the most mischievous, evil boy in town, and that's why I summoned you to this castle.
Yeah, you heard right, motherfucker.
All right, fine. What it takes to write
riddles
is to be...
You want to hear about the pranks I pull?
Sure.
I caught a cat, and I put it in a jar. I threw a match in it.
That's just horrible and not a prank at all. That's just animal cruelty.
It's a fun-ass prank.
Do you know what it takes to write riddles?
Judging from your books, just a pen and a paper.
Yeah, just a pen and a paper and mischief
and
in your
heart. And a
hatred
for humanity.
And you just need to want to hurt people. I was married once, and I told her riddles every morning at breakfast, and then she walked out the door, and she married the first person she saw.
Yeah, I heard about that woman who married that 8-year-old. It was my friend. My friend Tate.
Take it down a notch.
I was talking about the news.
I can still hear her voice in my head right now.
Ah, you're pissing on me.
Pissing. Forget it. Give me another riddle.
Forget it.
Did we solve that one?
Yeah, it was ants.
It was ants and mosquitoes.
Cool.
Susie's diet. Susie could eat lobster, but not shrimp. She ate pears, but not apples. Turnips were allowed, but never spinach. Even crab would suffice, but not potatoes. Corn, or even lamb.
She can only eat things that are one syllable.
No.
She ate lobster. So lobster, but not shrimp.
It's a lettering thing.
Yes, thank you. Lobster, but not shrimp. Pears, but not apples. Turnips were allowed, but never spinach. Even crab would suffice, but not potatoes, corn, or even lamb. Oh, this one sucks.
They all suck.
She can't eat foods that taste good.
You don't think shrimp tastes good?
Is it a letter thing?
It is a letter thing.
Is it a...
There is something unique about all of the words of foods that
it's
she
like
can't
a
eat.
Vowel followed by a silent consonant or something.
No, it's
read
not
all
that.
The words of things that she can't eat, please.
All right, lobster, pears, turnips, crab,
all have R in them.
It's not that. It's so fucking hard to get this.
Lobster, pear, crab, and wood. What was it?
Lobster, pear, turnip, and crab.
Okay.
If you're listening to the show right now, which, God, why would you be? but if you are listening to the show right now and you're like on Twitter or on Instagram, mm-hmm. I want you to tweet at us if you think you know the answer to this riddle. And I want you to Hashtag it.
Where comedy comes to die.
Hashtag it. Levi, which is L-E-V-Y-S, holes. Levi's holes. If you know the answer to this riddle.
I don't know. And that, especially now that you said that's impossible
to get.
I
think it's very difficult to get this.
I feel like if I could see it and write it down, I could probably get it. Would that help?
Maybe, but maybe not. Yeah, yes, I would say
it
would help.
I guess that's the answer to anything.
I would say it would probably help.
Lobster.
Lobster, pears, turnips, and crab, but not shrimp, apples, spinach, potatoes, corn, lamb. Not those things.
And all the words. Is it a vowels or consonant?
It doesn't have anything to do with vowels or consonants. That's actually a great question, because it has nothing to do with vowels and it has nothing to do with consonants.
Does it have to do with?
Is it do with like
what it looks like upside down?
So like nope. Shrimp has IM, which is I'm. Lamb has AM, which is am. OR. Corn has OR, which is or. TO and potatoes. Like, is it like word smaller words contained within them?
No. Ugh. It does have something to do with word order or letter order, I will say.
I don't know.
Oh, is it like the opposite?
Mm-mm.
Guys, I need to go to the hospital. All right. Please take me to the hospital. Take me to the hospital. No, JPC.
It was your idea for a riddle podcast.
Seriously, we got to go to the hospital.
You think that if you were sick, I would take you to the hospital?
I need to see Dr. Funny Comedy.
All right, Dr. Funny Comedy will give you a hint. Think about those words, lobster, turnips.
We have been.
Pears, crab.
Okay.
In relation to the alphabet.
Oh, they're all letters.
Yes, they're all made of letters.
I don't know.
All of these words have something in common in relation to the alphabet.
I mean.
Crab is the easiest one to see it, by the way.
Wait, crab's one she can or can't?
Oh, so
she
can.
Crab's, so A, B, so it has consecutive letters in the alphabet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lobster, S-T, turnips, T-U, pears, R-S, crab, A-B. All of the foods that she can eat have consecutive letters at the alphabet.
I need to go to the hospital. I need to see Dr. Funny Comedy.
Honestly, guys.
Ma'am?
Yep.
Can I ask why you're here?
Okay.
Do you have an emergency? You're in the ER.
Yeah, I'm on a riddle podcast.
That can't be a thing.
It is.
Is it funny?
Wait a second.
And you would think, you would hope it would be sort of an NPR style riddle thing,
I'm
but
so
it's
sorry.
Not what.
I'm so sorry. Did you just say that you're on a riddle podcast?
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan. Are you JPC?
No.
No?
Oh my God, are you Adil Rafi?
Oh my God, you're Adil Rafi.
I love Magic Tavern.
Oh, I love Cunt the Badger.
No.
Wait.
Are you Sandy Weiss?
No.
Sandy Weiss!
No.
Are you the Riddles?
Are you one of the guests that they've had on? Because I wouldn't really say you're on
the microphone or
a riddle podcast.
Oh, you know how there's like a lady there and she's pretty loud.
Well, JPC will sometimes play women.
Yeah.
And he'll stroke his hair.
I've heard letters on a Patreon episode.
Oh,
are you letters?
KJ?
No,
you're KJ.
Are you Arnie Parrott? KJ. Not Arnie Parrott who does
Beep,
the
bop,
music.
Bop, bop, bop. He is amazing.
No.
Are you Logo by Emily Cardamus?
No.
Cardamus. It's Emily Cardamus and Emily Morris.
I'm not a listener of the show.
Are you Headgum?
No, I'm not Headgum.
Are you Gumhead?
No, but I am Aaron Keith.
Okay, well, we need to see some insurance.
Oh, you're Sharon Beef.
Yeah.
Everyone, it's Sharon Beef. Sharon Beef.
Am I everyone's least favorite on Hey Riddle Riddle? Sort of feels like maybe I'm the heart of...
Yeah,
you're
the heart of...
I mean, based on social media, Adil's the least favorite.
No!
You're definitely
no.
the heart of the show, a la Captain Planet, where heart's the worst one.
Yeah, you got a little monkey?
It's sort of hard to be on this show, because I get a lot of, like, JPC and Adil are so funny, and then Aaron, you're there, too. So that's sort of what
no,
my
that's
experience
what they say
has
about
been.
Adil.
No. JPC.
People love me. I don't know what to tell you.
I know. People love me. I don't know what to tell you. Oh,
they unfortunately love the most confident person in the cast.
No, look, I wish I could help.
Freaking obsessed.
I wish
Adil.
I could help, but people do indeed like me.
People love JP. People think JPC is so funny. People have a huge, dumb old crush on Adil's stupid voice.
I feel
voice.
Like everyone is obsessed with Aaron.
But
like,
Aaron.
I feel like everyone is like, every episode, people are like, oh my God, I am Aaron. Aaron is mood. Aaron fucking slaps. Yeah.
Unless you're asleep, Aaron is not moved.
Now, but then somebody's gonna, like, someone after hearing this is going to be like, unless you're asleep, Aaron is not mood. Aaron's my mood. Like, yeah. Aaron is mood.
Aaron, that's not true.
Aaron is the fabric store from Project Runway.
Do
thank you, mood.
Thank you, mood.
Do Adele and I constantly
mood? Oh my God, KJ.
Thank you, mood.
Do Adele and I constantly get unsolicited questions about our UTIs? No.
Or get bespoke hats made for us by four people, five people?
No, but here's the thing. People, I think I may be the most approachable. People are like, Aaron's gonna, like, are people are the least worried that I'm going to dislike them. I think that it, like, crushes them, because it has happened a few times where people are just like so excited to meet Adele and, like, giddy and, like, have a little crush on them. And then some people are like, I'll be like, oh, do you want to meet JPC? And they're like, I don't know, I think he might hate me. They're like, well, what happens if he hates me? I'll be devastated. What if he hates me?
Here's what I think. Aaron, I think you are the most, I think people find JPC the funniest. Mm-hmm. I think people love you the most.
No.
And I feel like
people have a crush on you, dude.
I feel like right now, by you saying all this, it's going to double.
Oh, you think I'm not manipulative?
Double people's love.
I know what I'm doing.
Here's what I want to posit, is that if you listen to the show, tweet, I love the show, versus isolating specific people. Just say, I love the show.
Or compliment
Enjoy
each of us specifically.
Hey, Riddle Riddle. Yeah. Or if you want to tell someone something, tell that person, but then don't tag the other people. Because I've had people tag me and be like, and Adel's there. And I'm like, why did you tag me in this? I don't need to see this.
Here's what I will say. I'm if you like the show, tweet at us. I love JPC and his coworkers.
Okay, can we just continue, please?
That is how I see it. Okay, this is, you're going to love this, because this is from the book Nathan Levi's Stories with Holes, Volume 2.
Yeah!
No!
Help us!
There's a Volume 2?
Help us!
What publisher gave a Volume 2?
Oh, my God.
There's no way these aren't self-published. An Intel Associates Inc. book. Okay. This
we
one
are
is called
stressing KJ.
Here, can I?
Out.
I want to do something real quick. Can I do something real quick?
Sure.
I want to see a scene. JPC, you're not in the scene.
Good.
Aaron, I want you to play. You're going to play Brief Kit, which is a cat. So picture a cat, but it's a head and four legs and a tail, but its body is a briefcase.
Okay.
Or so first picture a briefcase, and then out of the front of the briefcase is a cat's head.
Sure.
Underneath is four little legs poking
totally
out.
Totally images.
In the back, there's a tail. And if you were to open up the briefcase, it's just organs. So it's like, it is the cat.
Jesus Christ.
Like, it's not wearing a briefcase. It is the briefcase.
I got it.
It's called Brief Kit.
But opening it is possible.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And where am I?
And then I'm called Lapdog, and I'm a dog that opens up into a laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we're just two, like, super adorable characters that are new to this show, Brief Kit and Lapdog, that everyone loves.
And I'm not in this
And
scene.
That people are going to go fucking nuts for. JPC, you're not in this.
Okay, KJ, I want you to look at me. Guaranteed, I come into the scene, I open that cat, and I open that dog.
All right, let's
Guaranteed
get started.
I do that.
All right.
And this is for Aaron and I to make up some ground with the audience.
Got
in
it.
Terms of,
Great.
Like...
Hey, Lapdog.
Hey, Brief Kit.
Guess what happened to me today?
Someone opened you, saw your guts?
No, a man picked me up and took me all the way down to the loop downtown.
Nice, a date?
No, to his office. He thought I was his briefcase, and I rode the train, and I got all the way downtown.
Oh, this is a sad story.
What did you do today?
I'm mostly recharged. Got some software updates.
Oh, not like a bath?
No, I electrocute myself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to be opened up today.
Yeah, are you depressed?
No, that's just my voice. Oh, here's this man.
I never noticed
that
before.
Oh, look, there's a man.
Oh, here comes a man. Oh, he's skateboarding in with a backwards hat, and he's dabbing, and his shirt says 420.
Well, he has no interest in briefcase.
Everyone's
that man
cheering him on.
Not a businessman.
Everyone's going fucking nuts for this guy.
I'm insane, and you're my puppets. I've got nipples, fucker. Can you milk me?
He said his catchphrases.
All right. Let's do another riddle.
I love how my catchphrase is something from Meet the Fockers.
Hey, I love you guys.
I love you, too. Aaron, do you have something you want to say to
Aaron,
me?
Aaron, do you have something you want to say?
I'm really enjoying my citrus blend Italian sparkling mineral water.
All right, Aaron.
My best friend, who I love.
Wait, aww. Now you
she
want
said
to do,
it, but in a shitty way.
Now she wants to do the eat and ass commercial.
Let's do drinking ass.
Okay.
All right, Nathan's story, stories with ass. This is called the train accident. Of the 85 people involved in the train accident, all people survived with no major injuries.
Then it's not really an accident.
There were two dead on the police list. Solve.
The train was transporting two dead bodies. Two cadavers.
No, but that's great. That's a really fun answer.
There's two dead on the, what was it called, the police list?
Can you read that again?
There were two dead on the police list.
No, the whole thing?
Oh.
Sorry.
Yes. Oh. Of the 85 people involved in the train accident, all people survived with no major injuries. There were two dead on the police list.
I know it.
Yeah.
It's Phyllis and Clyde dead.
It's not Phyllis.
Their last name is dead, so they're
Phyllis and Clyde dead.
It's not Phyllis and Clyde dead.
Can I see a seat? I'm so sorry. Yes. You two are Phyllis and Clyde dead, and you're at a party, and you are the freaking life of the goddamn party.
Oh, man.
Is this place, is it dead in here or what?
Sweetie, you're the worst. You're the worst. You're the best.
You're the best. Oh, God.
I love being a dead.
I love having a drop dead gorgeous wife.
Stop it.
Phyllis.
You're killing me.
Hey, Phyllis.
Mom, Dad, can I come down to the party for a little bit? I can't sleep.
Cadaver. Go up to your room.
David.
Cadaver.
Cadaver, go to your room.
Why did you call me cadaver dead?
What?
It's funny.
Because we're the life of the party.
We're the life of the party.
All right, well,
sometimes
getting...
the dead can be lively.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting really teased at school. Good night.
What? Wait, come back.
Come back.
What are people saying? What are the kids saying?
She's so pale. What a cruel name for her.
But your last name doesn't change that.
No, I'm just
saying. Yeah, but your complexion is just, you have to live with that.
She's so dead, they said it twice.
Cadaver.
That's pretty good.
Cadaver, who we call David and you as a woman. Look at your father and I.
There's
or your mother
on.
And I. Look at Cameron and Phyllis dead. We make the most of our last name. We're dead and
yeah,
loving it.
Yeah, but you got
it.
To have normal first names. My first name is Cadaver.
Well,
dead.
To be fair, Cameron's first name was Clyde, and then he legally changed it because he didn't like what Adam said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
See? Mr. and Mrs. Allen dead were traveling on the train. Adel got it.
Is that right?
Got
oh,
it.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, at least you're learning how to play the game, Adel.
Honestly, Levi, I respect
points.
No, you don't respect
if
it.
If I get
just,
it, I respect
honestly,
it.
Honestly, Levi, I take back everything bad I've ever said about you. And you're the hero, and you're the king.
Honestly, I'd fuck you in the clown.
All right. This is called The One-Handed Man. And Aaron just
burped.
All right, The One-Handed Man. The One-Handed Man avoided problems. Except.
Makes sense.
When he had two hands. What the fuck?
He's always jerking off.
So, oh, man. Yeah.
Okay, say that again.
The one-handed man avoided problems, except when he had two hands.
The one-handed man avoided problems, except when he had two hands.
Is it like the hand of the king, like hand, like helpers?
No, but that's a good guess.
Is it?
Not that it's close, it's just a good guess.
Thank you.
Two hands. He avoided problems except for when he had two hands.
I'm clearly in Game of Thrones mode, thinking of the hand of the king.
The one-handed man avoided problems except when he had two hands.
Is it Margaret Atwood's The Handmaid's Tale?
It's not a Handmaid's Tale, and it's not Margaret Atwood's. This
Margaret at me.
Margaret don't at me, Woods. The one-handed man avoided problems except when he had two hands. So when he had two hands, he had a lot of problems.
Oh, okay. That reforms it for me.
Yep, sure.
I see what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Clocks.
It's not a clock.
I'm going to avoid problems. Two hands. When he clapped.
No. I will give you a hint. Is that something that you would be interested in?
I would love a hint. Thank you.
This man is an addict.
He's an attic, so he lives above a second story of a
above
house.
Above a doctor. He's right on top of a doctor.
Nice.
Yeah.
We did it.
Is it like he needs to tie off his arm to inject a needle? Like,
no.
Is it that dire?
Not that type of addict, but good gaps.
Addict. Oh, he's a porn addict.
He's addicted to porn.
Is he a porn addict?
No.
Is he an alcoholic?
No.
Is his...
Smoking.
No.
Is what he's addicted to, is it considered like... universally bad?
Video games.
No.
I mean... Caffeine?
No. It is something that people like get help with.
But it's not considered necessarily bad.
I mean,
weed?
Yes.
Like marijuana?
Yes, it's bad.
Marijuana?
No.
No. Oh, being in a college band?
I'm here for a college band addict anonymous.
Can't stop drumming.
It's no, and he's he is one-handed, so it could be the Def Leppard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Could be bad.
Can we get a better hint?
What else can you be addicted to?
Robert Palmer. Addicted to love.
No, that was porn.
The nights are on.
No.
But you're not home.
Sex, sleep, food.
And the fact that he has two hands.
Yeah.
If you got the thing that he was addicted to, you would get this immediately.
Okay. What do you need two hands for? Everything.
So it's not drugs.
It's not drugs.
Food.
Piano.
No.
Is it like
properly,
a substance?
Properly
no,
playing
not a substance.
Piano. Bongos.
Not an
massages.
Instrument. Not a massage.
Good massages.
It's
I should
a, is
have
it
said.
An addiction that you need your hands for?
You need two hands for.
No.
Oh, a CPR.
No.
TV.
You don't
media.
Need your. You don't need your hands.
This is
for
such
it.
A bad riddle.
Mm-mm.
You don't need. You don't need two of your hands.
No, you don't need hands for
high fiving.
No.
He was addicted to high fiving.
No, you don't need them. You would definitely need your hands to high five.
I don't know.
Is hands in this sense? Is
give
hand,
me a high five, man. No, dude.
No,
I'm
help.
Not going to enable you, dude.
Is hands in this instance an actual human hand?
No.
No. For both?
For one, he is a one-handed man.
Hunting.
So
no.
Hand. What else has a hand? Clocks?
He's a one-handed man who sometimes has two hands.
What has hands? Clocks?
Mm-hmm.
Muppets?
Yes.
Muppets. Animals?
That's not correct.
Hands.
Something hand. You can be addicted to.
Hand.
I don't know.
Handlebar mustaches.
Oh, gambling.
Yes.
Hands, oh, two
hand
hands.
Of cards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I'm so sorry, everybody. I should have gotten that sooner.
He was a
I'm
gambler
so
who had
I'm
to avoid
sorry.
Playing cards. When he had a card hand, he could not quit playing, and he got further into debt, therefore having many problems.
I want to see a scene. JPC, you're a man addicted to cards.
Okay.
Just not even gambling,
sure.
Just like playing cards.
Okay.
And Aaron, you are someone that he meets who has no idea that this is a problem. And at some point you take out a deck of cards.
Cool. Hey.
Oh, hey. Thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. I guess it's been like 10 years.
Yeah, weird.
Since high school.
You
wow.
look the same.
Well, you look like you've aged backwards. give me your Benjamin Button, doctor.
Yeah, that's funny.
Sorry, do I need to call the police over here? Are we okay?
I'm sorry, yeah.
Sorry, okay, I just great. Heard some yelling. Here's your breadsticks, and those are never ending.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
thank
I've,
you so much.
Do you want to see a magic trick?
While
we wait for our food.
Oh yeah, what kind of magic trick? A coin behind the ear, or like make something
no, take,
disappear?
Take out my deck of cards.
Sorry, do I need to call the cops? Is there a problem?
No, I'm out. I'm
well,
okay.
Someone was clearly
maybe.
Coming.
Yeah, is that an orb?
I heard someone coming.
Yeah,
no, you heard someone.
Do people
all but coming?
People here usually hear orgasms when people eat the breadsticks. Yeah.
when you're here, you're coming.
Yeah.
Am
you,
I right?
Can you put the take those off the table?
Yeah. Well, are you okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
No,
it's just
you'll
that,
love this trick. This will make you
okay,
feel better.
Okay, but please. Hi. Excuse me.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Can you
are you
just
ready
put
to
this?
Order?
I am ready to order. I'll have the spaghetti a la meatballs. Can you please take the cards?
I want lasagna.
Wait a second. We don't have a dish called spaghetti a la meatballs.
Why not? Are you taking it off the menu?
No, you're right. Touché. What can I get you, ma'am?
She said lasagna.
Lasagna.
Okay. I'll be right
and,
back.
And, all right. So here, I want
I don't
to pick
see
a card.
Looks
oh
like
my God, are you
meat
joking?
Is back on the menu, boys.
Scene. Ew.
I come like that orc from Lord of the Rings. Right before he eats a goblin. All right, you ready for
eats
this one?
A goblin.
Eats
yeah.
a goblin.
Baby eats a goblin.
Eats a goblin. This is the last one. It's called The Career. Kevin spent his entire career with huge wild animals whose claws and teeth
and this is Kevin Spacey?
Were horribly sharp. But once he was bitten, but not once was he bitten or clawed by any of the untamed jungle animals. Why?
He spent his whole life around, what was it?
Huge, wild animals whose claws and teeth were horribly sharp. But not once was he bitten or clawed by any of the untamed jungle
he
animals.
Works
why?
At the Museum of Natural History. Covered, surrounded by taxidermied, old-timey
Karen,
animals.
Karen, can I talk to you for
what's
a second?
What's up?
You're working at a Carasotis, not
yeah.
promoting the local museum.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Just so you know, it's all the same people from Firefly the show. It's just in a movie.
So Nathan Fillion's in this?
Fillion is in it, yes. Alan Tudyk.
Remember Dr. Horrible?
Aaron, you got it. You nailed it. You put the nail right on
the
big cat.
He deals with dead animals.
Cat. He's a taxidermist. Kevin is a taxidermist, and that
hey,
is why.
I'm the taxidermist.
Oh, Adel, you want to sing your big song?
Yeah.
Good. Because it's a show about people who sing their big songs. It's a show about riddles. Let that be a lesson to all of you.
We're getting lectured.
Sorry, Dad.
You guys have solved half of Nathan Levi's Stories with Holes, Volume 2. You should be very, very proud of yourselves.
How many more do we have?
There, he has written 20 volumes of this.
Here's what I'll say.
And we have Patreon money, and I think that it should be spent buying these.
Here's what I'll say.
The minute everyone glares at
me, I just
threw
a dart into JVC's chest.
The minute we finish Nathan Levi's riddles, we are going to do a documentary where we film ourselves going to meet him.
Yeah. That's
what we'll use Patreon money for, is to film a documentary.
Oh, brother.
Hire a documentary crew to take us out to, I think he's on the East Coast, Aaron, so I think he's like...
I'll never go home.
Boston adjacent.
I'm going to go to jail because it's just going to be video footage of me kicking the shit out of an old man.
I'm sure he's so nice.
You're going to go to jail for getting your ass kicked by an old man. That's what's going to happen.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, I'm sure he's a nice guy. He just did a terrible thing to the world.
Nathan, again, I know we just dismantled you verbally. You open invite to come on the show.
I would love that.
Yeah. Honestly, I would love that.
I would love that. And here's what I promise. I will do no work to make that happen.
Fans, if you're listening, or fan, I should say. Fan, if you're listening...
Kidnap
Nathan Levi, bring him to the studio. We got to get him on the show.
And we're not responsible for any jail time you may face.
Yes. We calling for you to do that are not responsible because of, I think, there's a law about it. Yeah. Aaron, is there anything that you would like to plug?
Follow me at AaronKeefe10 on Instagram. I talk about my shows there. And also, if you want to message me or talk to me, that's definitely the way better place than better than Twitter because I don't really go on Twitter. It stresses me out.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at AdelRefi. Come see World News Tonight, which is a show the three of us do. We've had, I think the last like 20 shows, we've had Hey Riddle fans after every single show. So keep coming and keep saying hi afterwards, because otherwise we'll leave and go home without saying hi. We want to say hi. So please grab us and say hello. Yell at us and we'll come over and say hello to you. Go ahead.
No, I forgot to plug something.
No. So
come back around to me.
Okay.
Aaron, you can interrupt me now. I'll cede my time to you.
No,
but
no,
you
no.
have to sing the plug.
Let's restart.
every Thursday at 10 p.m. I have a show with my best friends called Web Bus at IO Theater. And if you message me on Instagram, I'll give you 2 free tickets.
Wow.
I'll give out 2 every single week. So seriously, 2 weeks. Thursdays at 10.
I did it once. I'm not seeing it again.
All right, go ahead.
Check out Hello from the Magic Tavern. Check out Sibling Specular. Come see Hello from the Magic Tavern at Gen Con August 2nd, Friday, where we have tickets at the theater. So come check that out.
And then you, if you are a fan of the show, come see it live. We're going to be in L.A. on Mother's Day. We are going to be
L.A. Mother
in Chicago on Father's Day. You can get tickets to our live shows at headgum.com/live. You can follow me, JPC, on Instagram at SharkBarkman, on Twitter at JPSoFly. I got all the rest of my
crap in
my bio.
Oh, wait, I forgot to plug something.
Aaron, you can plug one more thing. Adel, you can
Adel
go plug.
Adel has a thing. That is patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.
Oh, $5
a month for bonus content.
They took that down. Yeah, they said that was porn.
A month worth of bonus content.
What? They said that was porn and they took that down.
Nude pictures of me and fucking a sea turtle is porn?
Enough of this.
Enough of this. Let's all go back to our homes on the planet
of Jupiter.
Goodbye.
Bye forever.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adel Refi. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. KJ Snyder did the editing. Marty Perrin did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.